Dave FM's Jade, Trav and Chris in the morning. Sing it with me now. Good day yesterday.
Mm.
Went over to my girlfriend Donna's house. There were a group of us ladies there and we got a psychic readings done.
How was it? So this is this like a psychic reading party?
Yeah, well,
forget the Tupperware.
Yeah,
forget the lingerie, ladies.
That's right. Psychic readings, it's the in thing. Mm. I don't know if it intentionally was that, but just a couple of girls said they wanted to get a psychic reading and Judy, the psychic medium, was like, yeah, I can do it. I do group bookings, so whoever you want. So someone pulled out, so I was in at the 11th hour.
Off the bench.
Yes.
How long did you get with Jude?
Like 45 minutes.
Ooh.
Mine went a little bit longer because I was talking too much.
Are you winning Powerball this Thursday night?
No. She said she can't predict lotto numbers.
See, if only they could.
I know. And look, if they could be, she wouldn't be working as a psychic because she'd be winning lotto.
Every week.
But yeah, she said a few interesting things. Mm. Like she was saying about, you know, I can see you got a house that's surrounding property. And she goes, the Kangaroo Valley keeps popping up. I don't know. Have you been looking there? I'm like, no, but I wouldn't say no to a property in Kangaroo Valley.
Need to win the Powerball.
If somebody wants to gift that to me, that'd be great.
Buying KV.
Maybe I've got a long lost uncle who lives in Kangaroo Valley. Who knows? Jamboree, we're all related. That could go down to Kangaroo Valley.
Apologies to everyone in Jamboree this morning. So she has forecast property in your future.
And we're getting in a caravan and she looked at that and went, yeah, that's going to be a challenge, but a good one. You'll come out good on the other side. So, well, I've never camped in my life.
Are you going to take that information on board?
Yeah.
Don't buy the van.
No, we probably will still buy it because I like a challenge. And she said it'll end up well. But see, I'm nervous. I've never camped in my life. I'm a glamper. Like, I'm a five-star camper.
Caravanning, I don't know, is not camping in my book. Camping is where you pitch a tent.
See, even that, I'm hopeless with that kind of stuff. But look, it was good. It was a good day.
Mm.
And there were some predictions that she said, I'm just going to come into success money, which everyone loves to hear that. And the other ladies that were there all got a mixed bag of predictions as well.
Okay, so good and bad.
Not so good, yeah. Mm.
Did you get any bad stuff?
Oh, she said trampoline. She goes, watch out for your kids on the trampoline.
Have you got one at home?
We just set ours up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has it got the net around it?
Yeah, it's got the net around it, so that's good. But she goes, yeah, just be careful with your
trampolines. Watch them like a hawk.
And I'm like, oh, God.
Lulu or Arwen, who's it going to be?
I don't know.
Maybe it might be Milko.
Yeah. The way he tries to backflip and fail, you're probably right there. but it was a good day. Okay. And I feel like that I want the predictions to come true, but I'm still a little bit cynical.
Okay.
Has anyone been to a psychic, 4275196 5, and they've predicted something that's come true? I'd really love to hear that. Because, I mean, it just happened yesterday, so nothing's come true for anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like,
we gotta wait.
All the good stuff I want to happen for people, including myself. But I want to hear.
Will it or won't it?
I don't know.
So you want to try and have some more hope that what she has predicted may come true. You want Illawarrians to confirm that stuff has come true for them.
That's right. Because they say a lot of stuff. I think it would just be really cool if you did go to a psychic and they said, oh, you're going to meet Mr. Tall, Dark and Handsome. Mm. And then a couple of months later, you meet
corner,
Mr. Tall, Dark and Handsome. I want to hear those stories.
Okay, 4275196 5. Have you been to a psychic? Have they predicted something that has come true for you?
4275196 5. I went to see a psychic yesterday along with a group of girlfriends. Nothing's come true yet because it was only yesterday. But I want to know if anyone's had an experience where they've seen a psychic and something has come to fruition.
And your fingers are crossed.
Yeah, because there's some good stuff in there. Like I'm going to maybe get a property at Kangaroo Valley. I'm happy with that.
We can only dream about that. 4275196 5. Our phone lines are always open. Sonia is in Barrack Heights. Righto, Sonia. Give us the heebie-jeebies.
It is a little bit heebie-jeebie as well, just to give you that heads up.
Right.
So I was a little bit sceptical of them. I can openly say that I was. But a few years ago, I lost my dad.
Okay.
And I sat back and I thought, oh, you know, I really want to know more around just the reasoning why. So I went and saw a clairvoyant. When I made the booking, I didn't tell her my name, didn't tell her any reason why I was going. So she had absolutely no idea who I was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I knew the reason why I was going to see her, you know, the questions that I had to ask.
Yep.
Anyway, when I got to her door and she opened her door, she touched my hand. She didn't even know my name. And she said to me, it's okay because everything that you've been feeling is correct.
I just got the shivers down my spine, Sonia.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It gives me the goosebumps now. And the entire hour that I sat with her, it was mind-boggling. Like, she didn't know anything about me. She couldn't have even looked me up on Facebook to be able to tell me the things that she was saying to me. It was speechless in words to describe it was like.
You got the answers that you sought surrounding your father's death, obviously. Was there something else? Like, Jade's been told that there's property in her future, some land. Was there something like that that she told you that happened?
Yeah, so after we did like the readings that I was there for, she read out these cards and the first thing she said to me is that your husband shouldn't have knocked back the fly-in, fly-out work. It would have only been a year contract. And no joke, it wasn't even a week prior that my husband had been offered fly-in, fly-out work. And he just said no because he wasn't sure how long he was going to be gone for.
Oh, no. Oh. Did you get him to go back to them and say, actually, we take that back?
I know. Can we rewind? Rewind.
Yeah. I'm going to do something a little bit psychic now too. I predict, Sonia, that you are very creative and you make great clothes for young girls.
You've just looked her up on Facebook.
Aren't you a little bit psychic?
I know, because Sonia, she owns Bubs to Babes and makes beautiful, unique designs for girls. And I've gotten some stuff for Lulu's birthday and stuff like that. So I just when I saw Sonia and then the Barrack Heights, I recognised her voice.
And I was just trying to play psychic. She's got you up on her Facebook page now. So she's blown her cover. But Sonia, so you are a believer after your experience. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Thank you. I hope you get lots of other heebie-jeebies come through.
Kel is in Albion Park this morning, rightio. So what did a clairvoyant or a psychic tell you that came true?
Well, this is going back to the old days where the Pinky Markets were still going out at Warrawong.
Mm-hmm. Righto.
So I was quite young. They actually said that I would lose a loved one and be told on the side of the road. And, yeah, it sure did happen. A couple of months later, my mum pulled me up on the side of the road coming home from work and said I lost my grandmother. Oh, that was pretty freaky. Pretty freaky. Yeah, it was horrible.
That is horrible. And that's the thing with psychics. Like, I don't know what you think about this, but yesterday, like the psychic that I had, not all the news was good news. And that's kind of made me feel like that maybe she was a bit more believable because she wasn't just going, oh, your life's going to be great. Your life's going to be, you're going to have money. You're going to have success, la, la, la.
Yeah. Bad things happen.
You don't want bad things to happen.
No. Why did your mum turn you on the side of the road? How did that happen?
She was going to my grandfather's place and I was coming home from work. So we just crossed paths.
And that was it?
Yeah, and so flash lights and, you know, pull over and stop. Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay, Kel, the hairs are standing up.
True.
Standing up on the back of my neck.
Wow.
And you know what? It's a sad story, but we appreciate you letting us know what happened to you.
No worries. Have a great day, guys.
Jade, Trav and Chris in the morning.
Wave FM 96.5.
We welcomed a new member into the family over the weekend.
Did you get a new dog?
No.
You haven't secretly had a baby?
No.
You haven't adopted?
Although I would have been able to hide it well in my tummy.
You got a fish?
No.
A budgie?
Not a live member of the family.
Okay.
Got a new car.
New wheels. Who's got new wheels? Alana get new wheels because she banged hers up.
No, we're still working on those wheels. No, Milko got some new wheels.
Yeah,
so he had to do a trip up to Townsville. So it was this car, like a Land Cruiser that we were going
to
buy.
To pick up. He had to drive to Townsville to get it.
So he signed off it on one day and he went and got a guy got the guy who was selling it to take it to the Land Cruiser place to get it all checked out.
Yeah.
And all hunky-dory.
Yeah.
So caught the train, then the plane up there, and then drove all the way back. So
how long did it take him to drive from Townsville to Jamboree?
The whole weekend.
So he left
Friday night and he got home Sunday lunchtime.
A couple overnighters at a few Best Westerns or something?
No, he took his swag.
No way.
Because he's a country boy.
He slept out under the stars. Oh, geez, he's tough.
Oh, he wasn't feeling so tough the second night, though, when he laid the swag out. And then after about half an hour, he's like, what's that? Ah, he'd laid it out on an ant.
No.
Thousands of air bites. He said the good thing with that is it woke him up. And he's like, I'm in the car, I'm going to keep going. And then just before he got home, so we're talking 2 hours from home, he's like, I've got this.
He's on the Hume Highway. He's eyeing off Picton Road.
He's like, this is the best. The car looks schmick. I'm so happy with it. It's in mint condition. Yeah. And boom!
No,
gets
someone
hit by a kangaroo.
No way. No way. Has it got a bull bar?
Yeah, so the good news is it hit the bull bar, but it knocked out the front light. Oh. So his schmick new car.
Oh. Cannot take a trick. Seriously, did you guys walk under a ladder?
Oh, no. Were you stepped over a Chinaman or you killed it?
I think you killed a Chinaman.
Okay, killed a Chinaman. I think we might have done that, walked under the ladder and broken the mirror.
Oh.
Right, because, but I mean, look. The good news is it's not too.
There is good news.
Yet.
Okay, glass is half full. Woman,
yeah,
what is the good news?
That he hit the bull bar, not the side of the car. Because
yeah.
You just got to bend the bull bar out because it's metal, fix the plastic thing, and it'll be good to go. But still a little bit bittersweet getting the new car just before you get home.
I hope you got a good deal doing the trek to Townsville.
Oh, yeah.
Coming all the way back.
I think I got the rough end of the stick.
You did. Having to look three after girls at home.
Yeah, that's right.
Sucks to be you.
Oh, especially in the hot weather. Over the weekend.
Wake. Jade, Trav and Chris in the morning.
Wave FM 96.5.
Get up now.
I've been married to Amanda for almost 12 months now.
Ooh, so your anniversary is coming up.
Yes.
What date is it?
February 25.
Hey, good work. Sorry I put you on the spot there, but, you know, just wanted to make sure you knew when it was.
It never ceases to amaze me the things I learn about my wife. Like, you've been with Milko for many years now.
Yes.
Are there still things that you learn about him?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I reckon you do. You learn something new every day.
It's the evolution of getting to know your loved ones.
Uh-huh.
So we're at the tennis on Saturday evening in the Sydney International Finals. Poor old Ash Barty went down to Petra Kvitova in three. But Alex de Minaur, he got up, won the men's title against Andreas Seppi. It was sensational. But The women's final started at 5 p.m, so it was still pretty bright at Homebush. And look, I've had my sunglasses for, I'm going to say probably 5 years now.
Yeah, that's a good run.
Pair of Ray-Bans. I think they cost me about $150 back in the day. So I've definitely got my money's worth.
Yep.
But they're starting to scratch up. Like, these are the sunnies that I wear when I'm mowing the grass and a rock might hit.
Okay,
you know, the lens.
Yeah, they're the all-terrain sunnies.
The kids have grabbed them. They put their fingers all over them. They sit in my work bag right now, probably getting scratched up against
the
pen.
Oh, so you don't have a case for them?
No, I don't have a, I did once upon a time, but not anymore.
Now they're five-year-old. They're old and haggard.
Yeah.
You don't need to look after them. Get
but
that.
They're starting to get a bit scratchy, and I'm sitting there watching the tennis, and it was too smudgy.
Yeah.
And I was getting really frustrated. And, you know, because our anniversary is coming up,
yeah.
I thought, opportunity. Make the most of the opportunity. I said to Amanda, hey, have a look at my sunnies. They just get, like, it's almost unbearable to look through them now because they're so scratched up. The surface is no good. And she's put them on and she goes, yeah, you ain't wrong. And she'd passed me her sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
And she'd recently got a new pair of prescription sunglasses.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'm sitting here, I'll just put them on and see what it's like. Oh, my God. Like, it felt like the tennis ball was, like, right in front of my face. She's, like, wearing binoculars. Her glasses are like binoculars. And I said, how bad are your eyes? She's like, well, they're not that bad, but this is the prescription that I had. And I said, I feel like I can touch the place. You know when you go to the movies and you're watching a 3D movie and if you feel like you put your hand out, you can touch them. I felt like I could put my hand out over the net at the Sydney International and grab the tennis ball.
So were you like, you can keep my sunnies, I'm having yours.
I didn't want her sunglasses. It was
it's
hurting
like
my eyes.
Front row seats.
Yeah, I know, but it was hurting my eyes too much. And then it clicked in my head. I'm like thinking, her sunglasses are not doing me any favours.
No.
Because, like, I've got a little bit of cushion for pushing these days. But seriously, she must have them on and see me. And I must look like the Michelin man. Those sunnies have got to go.
Yeah, you need to drop those from a great height.
I think maybe for our anniversary, we just need his and hers, no prescription sunglasses.
Yeah.
So at least I'll
keep it fuzzy.
There'll be an improvement on me.
That's right. She'll be like, oh, you're looking better every day.
Get on up. Jade, Trav and Chris in the morning.
Wave FM 96.5.